You're with Lori Dubose. As we welcome on Community Contact, we have the Eastern Shore Chamber and the United Way today to talk about a dual fundraiser that they're working on together. We have Marina Simpson with the United Way. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Caitlin LeBlanc with the Eastern Shore Chamber.
Good morning.
And so, ladies, you must be the event chairman of what is being called Bingo and Brews.
Yes, ma'am.
And this is not the first event. You've had this for several years now. Tell us about it.
No, this is probably the
seventh or eighth
year that we've done this. It is put on by the Eastern Shore Chamber's Young Professionals Group, and we do it in conjunction with the United Way every year to raise food for their backpack food program.
Okay.
And the Food Backpack Program, what that program does is it identifies children in our public schools in Baldwin County that are in food insecure, that need food on the weekends. Maybe mom and dad work, or maybe they're just a low-income household and there's not a lot of access to food when they leave the school on the end of Friday. And so what this program does is discreetly puts a bag of food in their backpacks when they leave on Friday afternoon that's easy to make, ready to make meals that a child can make even if a parent is not at home, so that we can ensure that that child is eating over the weekend. And this Bingo and Brews fundraiser actually helps us support kids. It costs about $135 to $140 for an entire year to feed a child on the weekends. And currently, just in the Daphne and Fairhope school system, there are 166 children that are on the waiting list that we're still trying to access funds collectively. We do this with several of our United Way partners, Feeding the Gulf Coast being the one that serves the Eastern Shore for this. And so this is a way for us to fill some of those needs for those students in Baldwin County.
A clever way to discreetly help the families that need it.
Correct.
And the children that need it. How do you identify the children that do?
That is all.
And is it something that they can sign up for?
That is all identified through the school counselors. The school counselors know their students. They know the needs at home. They know the hidden or unspoken situations. And so everything is identified through the school counselors.
Okay. And this program happens all year long?
Yes, all school year long. We do also have some of our agencies run summer food programs because, as you know, they're not at school in the summertime. And but this specific program is for the 40-plus weeks of school every year.
And what schools are included other than Fairhope and Daphne?
The whole county. There are schools identified throughout the county. Mostly in the elementary schools, and there's different programs in middle and high school, but we have Catholic Social Services takes care of a lot of the needs in the central and northern part of the county, and then Christian Service Center in the south part of the county takes care of backpack needs
okay.
in that part of the county.
Okay, very good. And so, Caitlin, tell us about this fun fundraiser.
So every year we get together at the Fairhope Brewing Company and we play bingo. So we usually do four rounds of bingo. At the end there is a blackout round with the best prize of the night, which is always really competitive and fun. We sell raffle tickets, we drink beer, we play bingo, and it's just a great time. We usually have probably a couple hundred people that come every year, so it's really big. And I've never gotten a bad review about it, so it seems to be a hit.
It's fun. Last time I went, it was absolutely packed.
Yes.
And are you still, for one admission charge, you get a bingo card?
Yes.
And then if you would like to have more cards, then you pay more. Of course, it all benefits the backpack program.
Yes. So each card is $10. You can buy them at the door. With one card, you can play with that one card until you win, and then we ask that you buy a new one, of course. And then we also have raffle tickets available. We've got some really exciting prizes this year. Ace Hardware, Eastern Shore Ace Hardware up in Spanish Fort, has donated a large-sized big green egg
That's impressive. Those things are pricey. Wow.
So we will be selling raffle tickets for that online ahead of the event that you don't have to be present to win. So that's on the United Way's website.
Yes, that is United Way's website is unitedway-bc.org.
Unitedway-bc.org, or just Google United Way Baldwin County.
Yes. And then if you go to the upcoming events, click Bingo and Brew in the link to purchase the tickets. They're $5 each, or you can purchase five for 20.
Okay. And you can also get them at the event.
You can also get them at the event. And if you get them at the event, then that will also put you in the raffle for the, I don't want to say smaller items, but they will be smaller than a big green egg.
Right.
But good raffle prizes as well.
So you've had good support from the community to help you with the raffle. Our business owners are so good about that.
They are.
Even if they're struggling, they're going to find something nice to donate for a fundraiser.
Absolutely.
And people have really blown us away this year with their generosity. I mean, these are probably the best prizes for the raffle that we've had to date. And we're a month out from the event and only have 4 sponsor tables left. So that's really huge for us. Sometimes it's kind of down to the last minute trying to find people to support, but this year has been really, really awesome.
And tell us about a sponsor table. We may have a listener wanting to take advantage of that.
Absolutely. So the sponsorships that are left, we have 4 silver level sponsors. Those are $300 a piece. You get a table for 4 players. Each one of you gets 2 bingo cards, and you'll get a pizza. So if you're interested in that, those are available on the Chamber's website, which is eschamber.com.
And that's a good deal if you want to make sure you have a place to sit.
Absolutely.
Right. Absolutely.
Because seats are hard to come by.
Yes, they are. And does it spill over into the courtyard as well, I suppose?
Yes.
And I know the year that I was there, and he may do this every year, Cecil Christenberry is the school board president. What was emceeing? Do you have someone different each year, some type of a celebrity MC or something?
Yes, so we have MCs from each of the higher level sponsorships that will MC. I think Marina will do a round. Mm-hmm. I will do a round. So no Cecil this year, but some pretty fun people still. So it should be a really, really good event.
And we haven't even said the date yet.
Yes. So it's July 21st at 5:30 in the afternoon at the Fairhope Brewing Company.
Okay, July 21st, 5:30 at the Fairhope Brewing. And so should we go online and do the auction too? And if we're going in person, tell us again how that works.
If you're going in person, I would wait and buy your raffle tickets that day, because it will also put you in the drawing for all of the other raffle items we will have. But if you're not going to attend, we still want people to have the opportunity to get in this big green egg raffle, because it is such a huge prize. So the online tickets will strictly go to the big green egg raffle.
Okay. And what a great way to include people that would like to support but can't come. Mm-hmm. And then otherwise, I suppose, as far as just taking some outright donations, what's other ways, Marina, that people could support the United Way in this backpack program?
Starting in July, we always run, in conjunction with this event, a separate fundraising campaign for the backpack program. And so if you can't come and you want to still support this worthy cause, you can go to our website and donate directly to this program or any of our other programs as well.
And tell us the official name of it.
The backpack program.
I was right. Okay. Very good. What else, ladies, would you like us to know that we haven't mentioned yet?
Just back to the generosity of some of the businesses, if we could thank Crow Shields Bailey, they're our presenting sponsor this year. Of course, Eastern Shore Ace, who has donated that very generous prize to us, and a multitude of other sponsors, which are all listed on the event page if you would like to thank them.
So you can find the Eastern Shore Chamber online and, of course, on Facebook. I'll be looking for the event.
Yes.
And share it when it comes out. Or has it come out yet? We're a month out.
It has come out. It comes out on our Eastern Shore Young Professionals Facebook page. So you can find the event listed there.
Good point. What if we're not such young professionals? Can we still go?
We don't check IDs at the door.
Or the gray hair.
Anybody that wants to come support the United Way is welcome. So please don't let the young part of that scare you off. We would love to have everybody come out and join us.
This is just hosted by the young professionals arm of the chamber.
Yes.
And they seem to be pretty active.
We are.
For those that may have younger relatives listening, tell us about the Young Professionals in general.
So the Young Professionals is an arm of the chamber that really just brings the young people in the community together for professional development, networking, and just really trying to make business connections and friendships in the community. We have a monthly social every month. It's usually on the third Thursday of the month. They move all around throughout Baldwin County.
We just missed that. It was last week.
Yes, we did that one in conjunction with the Lower Alabama Young Professionals, so that was really fun. And then we're also starting to do a monthly coffee meetup for people who have kids or work obligations and can't make it in the afternoons. So we're just trying to provide as many opportunities as possible for the young people in the community to get together and, like I said, make those connections.
And it's a good way to get the younger business people in our community involved.
Absolutely.
Now, if you were to join the chamber, is it a separate thing to join the Young Professionals as far as a membership fee?
Right. There's actually no membership to the Young Professionals, which is a really great thing that the chamber has provided us. Anybody's welcome to just come to the monthly events, and if you show up, you're considered a member, so congratulations.
Got it. Okay. just a division of, kind of like the Business Academy or anything else within the chamber. Okay. Very good. Anything else?
I don't think so.
So we'll mark our calendars for July 21st.
Yes, ma'am, at 5:30.
Bingo and brews at the Fairhope Brewery. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank
Marina Simpson with the United Way and Caitlin LeBlanc with the Eastern Shore Chamber of Commerce. If you missed part of this or you want to tell a friend, you can listen to it later at WABF1480.com. It is usually posted by lunchtime. It is 8:33.